Welcome to Primetime, bitch. We are back at it with another episode of Kruger's Corner for you. I am Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
What's up?
And we got some more Freddy's Nightmares for you tonight. We're going to be covering episode 9 and 10. So we'll get right into it with episode 9, Monkey Dreams. And in this one, a researcher races to complete his work before bookies and enforcers arrive. And then a lab chimpanzee gets revenge. So first thing I'll say, Freddy throwing dice like he's in the hood in the beginning with a fucking intro was great. Could have used a little bit more of that in this episode because everything else in this wasn't really my thing. The shitty alien orb contacting him in that one dream sequence was just so hokey and dumb. And the whole thug, you know, terrorizing him to get money for somebody he owes, like, you've seen that play out so many times before, and I didn't really find it bringing anything to the table, and that was basically what the first half of this episode was focused on. Also, what the fuck was up with the weird sexual tension that scientists had with his sister in that dream sequence? That was way fucking weird. She's all rubbing up on his chest, and I'm like, I think I just clicked the Pornhub link, so I'm going to just hope you fucking die soon, and we're not going to revisit the scenario coming out. But then the second half, we have this animal rights activist feuding with the same scientist group, and because they're experimenting on animals and stuff, and it didn't do absolutely anything for me. So overall, really another dud episode, and probably one of the worst of the series for me at least. But what about you, Todd? Do you find anything to like about it?
Not really, which is unfortunate because this one was directed by Robert Englund.
Damn.
So
yeah, that's kind of mind-boggling to me because, like I said, I do like 976 Evil quite a bit. But I mean, to be fair, he could have directed. Who wrote this?
That is the next question. This episode, I have no idea what else they've.
I mean, he's direct. But the one thing that I will say is kind of cool is just picturing Robert and Freddie makeup, because I doubt he would be changing in the middle of fucking filming. So he's sitting there with the fucking camera and everything. I'm in.
This is true. Yeah, overall, it's kind of a sludge of an episode, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And at this point, you can see the budgets or lack therefore of. They're starting to hurt them
big time in this one.
But I like some of the weird plots, and this just isn't one of them.
Yeah,
and this one just doesn't work.
The setting is also very similar to that weird computer technology episode that we got earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
And you could definitely tell they're reusing shit now and. Unfortunately, not one of the ones I could recommend, but let's just rate it and move on to episode 10. So for me, episode 9, Monkey Dreams, gets probably, I'm between a 1.5 and a 2. For the Freddy playing, you know, slinging dice on the streets, I think I can give it a 2 and feel okay with myself.
I'm with you also. I'm a 2 also.
Yeah. All right, so
not going to make our top 10 list of Freddy's Nightmares.
Fuck no, probably one of the worst. I think my lowest may have been a 1.5 on one episode, but other than that, it's a lot of fucking twos. But anyways, moving on to now episode 10. Do you know where your kids are? And in this one, babysitter's curiosity leads to terror, and then a grieving mother fantasizes that her deceased daughter has returned. So, once again, this episode just reminded me of how much I hate Freddy's fucking makeup. they do a close-up shot right at the beginning. I'm like, oh, that thing is fucking hideous. Especially in comparison to all the other makeups and all the other movies, including, I would even put Freddy's Dead over this makeup.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but as far as the story goes, the first half with the babysitter and, you know, the weird chick in the basement, I thought that was actually pretty cool. I popped for the kid with all the horror memorabilia around. He had a Texas Chainsaw poster up and, you know, he wanted to read about fucking zombies before he goes to bed. So I was like, this is a cool kid. That's kind of like me. Unfortunately, though, with the whole basement plot, it never really played out to, I think, its fullest potential. But the second half of this episode, I thought was actually pretty good. The whole angle with the mother, you know, taking in this girl she thinks is her daughter, and, you know, is she even really there? And then her daughter's coming into the picture. It's a total, like, psychological mind fuck. And they do a pretty good job with that. And I really like the one sequence where she sees the one girl that looks like her daughter and her face is all burned and shit. That was, you know, just a nice little Nightmare on Elm Street homage.
And better makeup than Freddy in the episode.
I'm not gonna argue with that. But so overall, this one wasn't bad. Luckily, a nice cleansing of the palate after the last episode, but still not one of my favorites. I wouldn't put it at, you know, in my top 10 or anything like that, but it is a decent episode.
And it's definitely one of the better ones of season two, it feels like.
So far, for sure. Yeah. Other than the Freddy segment, like, obviously the Freddy episodes are going to be the best. But outside of those, this, I will say, is one of the better ones.
Yeah, I think the first half, I know what you mean. You kind of thought you were going to play out a little different. But the way it flows into the second half,
yeah,
it just works for me. I did. I had a lot of fun with this episode. This is one I'd say, if you're gonna watch from season two, that's a non-Freddy, watch this one.
Yeah, for sure. I could definitely agree with that. So I don't really got anything else on this one other than do you got who directed it, since it decent?
This was directed by Bill Froschlick, who directed Return to Horror High in 87.
I've seen that. Is that the Disney?
No. Return to Horror High is it's a new world horror film. It's a high school slasher film.
Okay.
And they're using the abandoned high school. Well, it's actually, no, it's not a high school film. It's set in the high school because it's an abandoned
high school setting.
There, a film crew is filming there for a film. So they're making a movie in it. That's why it's Return to Horror High.
Gotcha.
And it's famous because it has like an early George Clooney scene.
So. Is it good?
It's been a while since I watched it, but I do remember liking it. I probably haven't revisited 20 years since the DVD came out. What? I do have a Blu-ray. Yeah, well, maybe one we should. That's a good one for Slashover. I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we got a new Slashtober entry out of this episode, so not all is lost. other than that, make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment what you guys thought of these episodes, and make sure to follow all our social medias. Link is in the description. And other than that, I think that's it, Todd.
All right. Well, good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.